What form? Let those who have eyes to see, let them see. Just open your eyes. You don't need to analyze it. Open your eyes and you will see the form it took, won't you? It took phenomenal, varied forms. That is what I mean by the world. Creation, outer creation. It exists. There's nothing more you need to know for truth. You need to know it exists and it is bigger than you. Now, I often teach you that the next step, which you will see when you understand mind, heart, and self, is it not only exists, but it really has nothing to do with you. Jupiter has nothing to do with you. The fact that you can take a telescope and look at it doesn't mean it has anything to do with you. Mars has nothing to do with you. The fact that you land a little laboratory up there is very interesting. It has nothing to do with you. It was here way before you came. It will be here way after you leave. And that's just a couple of planets around one star that has nothing to do with you. But it keeps me warm. It has nothing to do with you, right? You will come and go and the star will shine for billions of years. And it has sister stars that you don't even know about. And it has entire stellar systems and those are nothing. They look like stars to you when you look at them now. You look at one star and then you get a telescope and you understand that it's thousands or millions of stars or billions if you happen to be looking at a galaxy. It has nothing to do with you. If it has nothing to do with you, then this has nothing to do with you because this is part of it. If Mars and Jupiter and Andromeda Galaxy and every other galaxy in the universe has nothing to do with you, they exist independent of you, then this planet exists independent of you and has nothing to do with you. It's just one of the planets circling around one of the stars in the universe. That is the truth. It is such a simple truth. But that's why I encourage you, at least with part of your thought process, to stay up high enough to where you don't get lost in the details. So this is the nature of the world. Its nature is existence. Its nature is form. Its nature is expression. And its nature is that it has nothing to do with you except that you happen to see it. You just happen to be aware of it. You are just the experiencer of the existence of creation. That's what you are. You are the experiencer of the existence of creation. How much of creation are you the experiencer of the existence of? Oh, that number is so small. There's not a number small enough to talk about it. I always tell you, I encourage you to stop for a moment and look what is within the frame of your perspective of sight and reception of your senses right now. Got it? You can't even see what's behind you, can you? You can't even see what's going on outside or underground or up in the sky. How big is right here compared to the entire world right now? How about compared to the entire universe? That's how much of existence you're capable of seeing at a given moment. Like nothing. So why do you think that it has anything to do with you when it doesn't have anything to do with you? So a being of wisdom wants to be wise. Truth is not hard to find. Truth is right in front of you. So the truth is that existence exists. Form exists, the world exists, creation exists, and it has nothing to do with you. And it's very, very, very big, and it's existed for a very, very long time. In our limited understanding, what do we say, 13, 14 billion years. That's a very, very, very long time, especially if you're going to live to 100. Billions much bigger than 100. If I say go to the corner and count to 100, you'll come back. If I say go to the corner and count to a billion, you won't. Have you ever tried to count to a billion by ones? Not by thousands. You'd be here a very long time. 14 billion is a very long time, and 100 is very small. Your ability to see is so minuscule it doesn't even count. Like one grain of sand on all the beaches of all of the world is larger percentage than your ability to see what's going on in this universe at any given moment. That's how little it has to do with you. But you want to argue, yeah, but I touched it and it moved. God, picky, picky. You've got to wake up and look at it in perspective to reality. I have reality on my side, don't I? So that's the first thing you come to understand if you want to know truth, which is the nature of the world. And the nature of the world is simple. It is that which exists that has existed for very long and will exist for very long, and it has nothing to do with you except that you have the honor that if your senses happen to look in a given direction, they pick up part of what's going on. And that part is a very generous word.